Welcome to HQAF Radio. I'm Alana.
And I'm Francis. And this is a show about two best friends.
Animal Crossing.
You buy Nintendo. Give me your money, or else they'll just take it.
I know, you guys might have heard about Animal Crossing. It's like the biggest thing right now, especially with everybody's social distancing and, it's especially if you're not getting out into the world right now. Like, it's a great sort of escapist fantasy, if you will. So, Alana, why don't we get into, like, how we got started with Animal Crossing before we get into the actual game itself? Like, what had you heard about Animal Crossing before we started playing together as HQAF?
So I knew about Animal Crossing for years because Harley played it. He played all of it. I mean, pretty far back at least. Animal Crossing's a pretty old game. And I had never played Animal Crossing proper, or an Animal Crossing proper game where you have a village and you have villagers and you're like running town or whatever. The only Animal Crossing game I've ever owned previous to this one, New Horizons, is specifically the one we're thinking about. Just came out in March of this year. The one that I had prior to this was called Happy Designer. The whole idea was that you were given a task, like, this person wants to have this kind of theme. And so you would go with materials and make a house that was themed in a certain way that people would be happy with. That was just the entire game.
Huh. That sounds just like your game, actually.
Oh, yeah. I loved it. My only sort of a gateway or pathway into Animal Crossing. But other than that, mini games. I always recommended it for years.
Yeah, actually, when I first started even talking about games and getting, like, even, like, the thing you told me was, like, man, it's, like, way too much, like, actual work. You just, like, understand the whole premise of, like, of building a home, paying a mortgage.
It took me a long time to get it, the exact reason. You know, I felt like, okay, I already go to work and I already, you know, make money and I already pay rent, and why would I want to replicate that in my free time? Like, I would rather play Fortnite, kill 8-year-olds, and be successful additional that I would win. So it was so hilarious because Harley was convincing me, like, please, you would enjoy this game. I feel like Fortnite is, he didn't exactly say, like, killing your brain cells, but it just wasn't... It's not like it's very comforting in a time like that, right?
And especially, you're not like, I mean, like, you've gotten better, but you're not exactly a pro either, like.
After a year and a half of playing, I would concur, yes. Like, I'm really feeling better about myself after a Fortnite match. And so, Harley was saying, you know, like, this game's very relaxing. It would be very great because you're kind of a control freak and you're type A. Like, here you have complete control. And in this game came out 21st, like, right in the heat as people were locking down, shutting down, like, quarantining in their homes. But it was a perfect escape. And so Harley was, you know, telling me for months, you should try this game, you should try this game. I wasn't convinced until a certain someone named Francis told me he was getting the game.
I mean, in fact, like, you still, like, work into the game, though, but from a second-hand point of view, you watch Harley build off, and, like, I think, you, like, weren't you directing him to build certain things? Like, weren't you asking, like, directing him to build his own island?
I totally forgot about that. I feel like I'm so in my village right now. I've forgotten the build before Animal, my own land, which was just, you know, ago. I've only been playing this game 3 weeks. But yeah, like, I would almost go Harley every day when I come from work to open up Animal Crossing. Well, part of it is that I really like the music. It's very relaxing. Okay. I like hearing it in the background.
I love it. Yeah, the soundtrack to this game is amazing. And it's very, I don't know if there's another word than just relaxing. Like, it's relaxing. It really fits in with, like, the nature of the game. It's beautiful.
Yeah. Oh, it's truly wonderful. And so I would almost tell me, oh, play that game over pains, because it was just so nice to listen to. And it's very calm. Like, even the gameplay is very relaxing at pace. You know, it's running your own show. And so slowly but surely, Harley would let me in on certain things. Like, I really liked digging up the fossils and, like, putting them every day. You get 4 new fossils every day. And so I would go, can I go and do that? But there was a bed. No. But you do this. I don't know how to do this. Like, just learn. Too much work to learn. So I just wanted to dig up fossils.
Alana literally came to my island when I was just starting, and she just picked all the weeds. Like, that's her only interest.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Like mundane tasks in Animal Crossing, you can design a home, or you can put your entire island into it. Alana was only interested in picking weeds. Not even in real life is she doing that.
Exactly. Just in this case. I will say I am very into the, like, plant aspects, growing weeds and planting trees and planting new flowers. And these are all things that we IRL, like, can deal with outside plants. I love plants, but all indoor. I can't deal with outside plants. That's too much, too many elements. I can't figure it out. But enamel crossing, where I feel just very stressful and it's easy. I just press the button. I planted a tree. I mean, that's great.
You can't kill anything. Yeah, you can't kill anything in Animal Crossing. Like, it's pretty just, you put it in the ground, you water it, and it propagates. But if you don't water it, it just stays alive. Like, it's...
Right. Yeah, and what was funny was, oh my God, Harley was so pissed. He's like, I've been telling you for 2 months at this point, get this game, like it. It wasn't until Francis got a Nintendo Switch, and he said, oh, I'm going to get the game. I was like, oh, maybe I'll get the game. And Harley's like, I'm literally the video guy. Like, I know all the games. I know you. I would know what you would like. I just know it with me. I get it. And then I said, oh, I'm just going to play as additional characters so we can have your own copies of the game and create your own village, or you can get an else and really play that way. But, oh, I don't want to do all setting up the village. I'm just going to create a island and because I don't want to do work of setting it up. And a terrible episode would never be heard by anyone in Francis as that character. And realizing, like, it was a 20-minute episode of me talking to myself, not funny at all. Oh, funny to Francis, but just really horrible for me to hear. Of me going, oh, no, I don't know why I didn't buy this game. Oh, well, I didn't buy it because of this. I think I should buy this game. It ends with me saying, not to buy my own. Fuck this. And it took a 20-minute by myself to realize this game for various reasons laid out, rational, reasonable. My mind is an enigma, as you know.
You gave into peer pressure. That's what happened.
Your peer pressure. It's just so much fun.
I agree. I bought Switch almost specifically for that game. My sister Alex is playing it in her time in quarantine, and I was just kind of like overplaying Fallout. It was just funny to get a game or a system that both Chris and Donica can both play because it's just gamers generally. So I wanted to find somewhere we can play something that's a little bit more family friendly, a little bit more in their lane. And Animal Crossing just seems to be it. Actually, they're so obsessed with it. Like, we have to literally meet in our day to say, like, okay, I'm going to play it this morning, then I go play it in the afternoon, Chris will play it in the evening, and just kind of do it like that. Or, like, take breaks from work just to put in some 50 minutes. And, I'm trying to think about, like, how crazy addictive it is. Or at least, I don't know about if it's addictive or, why I find it so much fun. Like, because it is, like, when you think about it at a high level, it is a lot of just work. You pay off a mortgage. You get a loan out to build this house, and you pay off a mortgage to Tom Nook. You try to make friends with everybody in the village That way they can give you, like, nice things. You catch bugs. You contribute to a museum. It's a lot of work. Like, I don't, like, it's not like a traditional game like Mario Kart. We just race for 5 minutes, and you win or you don't. Like, that's, it's literally a long time. Enjoyed it. Like, there's a so you're playing it in a different way than we are, like, where we have three people on one island contributing to the resources of one island. There's certain aspects of it that are pretty fun, like we're able to kind of live out our socialist dream. We have, like, a nice little money grove that we contribute to. Different resources to help each other. It's really fun. I think we play that a lot more than we do, like, Mario Kirby. Like, that, it's become the go-to game of the house.
Yeah. You guys can't play at the same time, right? Like, if you're all playing off of one copy of the game, but as additional users.
We actually can, but it's a little bit different than if you were playing it with a full-on game. Like, you can play, do a party play, but it's limited. Like, I would have one leader and then followers, and the leader is the only person that is allowed to have access to the inventory. So it's not as fun as if we all had our own game, but I think you know that this is, like, in high demand right now. It's hard to come by one, so we're just making the most of it.
Right. Yeah, and making memories together as a family. You're a little quarantine bunker.
Yeah, I'm actually very excited to show you my island. Like, I think you're going to be impressed with some of the things we put up.
Oh my god, I can't wait. Yes, should this be the, like, adventure portion? I have some very funny stories about my island. My island, I will say, is not in complete tip-top shape as I had wanted it to be prior to this episode, and I'll get a little bit more into that. Not my excuses. I mean, I could probably like, try and ask why. I was going to be looking up fucking hilarious photos of me and my laundry back from the time when I was living in it. I've been too tired. No, I do have a legitimate reason as to why it's not complete. I think it's sort of like a logical reason. But
why don't you open up your email and come visit?
Okay, perfect. Oh, and I have a hilarious story about villagers already, so many of them. I'm going to keep my sound silent so it doesn't come up. Let me go and open this gate. Open gate. So another asset for those of you that may not be aware of Animal Crossing or Animal Crossing New Horizons. This is my first Animal Crossing game, so I don't know if this was, you know, something you do in the past game. You can go and open an island and play with your friends, and that's been especially awesome for being in quarantine, because Francis and I have not seen each other since, I think, February.
Yeah.
I think before my birthday.
Yeah. I mean, we've done, like, video calls, but we haven't done, like, face-to-face yet in a while.
Right. It's kind of cool to have, like, an island and feel like we're interacting there, even though it's on an island and we're, like, talking over the phone. But, oh, it's like you're there. Okay, I'm going to do online play. The internet. Perfect. Will confirm momentarily. How long you had this game versus me? You probably had it a couple before I. Like, how long did it take you to convince me this game? I know how long it took, but I don't know.
You know what? So if you have a passport, you can see how long you were playing. So according to this, I've been playing since May 12th.
Okay, so not even. I've been playing since May 17th.
So like, not even a week later, you got the game.
After much, I remember we were on like our weekly call, and you said you should just get the game. What are you doing? And I was like, oh, I don't know. And then I just like 5 days later, I guess apparently just decided, okay, it's time now. Oh, my gates are open now. It's not over.
Gotcha. I'm coming right now.
Perfect. Yeah, I got. I have done some good stuff, which I will walk you through. But yeah, it's not in complete like form, tip top shape yet. But I will go into that a little bit later.
Maybe you can talk while I'm traveling over there. Maybe you could talk about the name of your island.
The name of my island is Kaibaland. After Saito and Mokuba's fictional, but then later real amusement park that they create. In the show, Yu-Gi-Oh!
Yeah, like real in air quotes, because it's still not real.
Right, it's anime bullshit, and like, I really have a problem, because I just want to live in anime land, / I think my life is an anime, and I'm the main character, but yeah. So it's called Kaibaland. I can't wait for you to see my flag. That's part of the, you know, introduction.
Oh my god, I have a special surprise for you, actually, and
God.
It's gonna be
your name.
My
name? Remind older brother. Hilarious. Oh wait, you haven't seen mine yet. I updated it because I didn't know how to until like 3 days ago. I said, you know, you can update that. So I updated it. I can't wait to see mine. It is very rude.
Is it one sleeps in laundry?
No, but I think it'll be just as funny.
Oh, that's cute.
Oh my god.
Waving.
Holy shit, this is awesome. Dude, did you get a recipe for that? Did you make that? That is awesome. Did you buy
the cat ears? Oh, yeah. So I bought the glasses yesterday, actually.
Oh my god.
Elena, you look so goth.
Yeah. The only outfit that I have complete. You know how, like, this shop doesn't always have everything you need?
Yeah.
So you're really magical girl dressed. I don't have any shoes, and I'm waiting every day I go to the shop. Like, is today going to be the day where they have something that matches with this? They don't. So, I'm very complete outfits.
I'll let you know if I find one in my shop and you need it.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. Okay.
So, Francis's character is very cute right now. Oh my god, I'm dying. So, this is my island.
Can you describe my outfit?
Yes, I can. So he's got, like, cat ears. He's got this cool 8-bit sunglasses situation going on. Adorable camo and blue sweater.
Yes.
Some jeans and shoes. And a pack.
One of my favorite aspects of this game is just dressing up. I literally just put on a new outfit every day. And so I have, like,
different... What's your guitar fragment?
Oh, I have a beer shower tonight coming up.
What?
Yeah.
Oh my god! Wait, so is it Celeste, please?
Like certain mornings, like, you can, Isabel will tell you there's a meteor shower. So tonight she said there's gonna be a meteor shower at my house. You can come over tonight. Oh. We'll have another thing. We can watch.
That'd be amazing. I just had to catch that Dragon Ball real quick. that's awesome. I remember that is so. I love the poop outfit. It's just that's amazing. Oh my gosh. Wait, so let me show you what's good. We described the nature of neighborhoods that Harley introduced to both of us. Yeah. I have also integrated that. Or should we talk about my flag?
KC Kybacor?
Kybacor. Oh, this took me longer than I'm willing to admit on air.
It's literally just the K and the C. And like, blue. Yeah, it's just like.
Like, you would think tied with all different widths and sizes. Like, I, and then it was looking right, and then it was off center. It was a whole situation. My house, which you've seen before, beachfront property, obviously.
Wow.
I've got a little pond here.
You've got rooms than I do, I think. Do you want your house, or do you want to show me the island first?
Let me show you the island first. Yeah, so here are my flowers.
I have a present for you, actually.
Okay. Oh, awesome.
It's mine.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. To ask you to bring those, so thank you, dude.
Yeah, you know, I've got you in the plant department, girl. You can buy some more when you come over.
Awesome. Yeah, let me show you the
Vans. Oh, God, that is the cute pink elephant.
Oh, yeah, his name is Paolo. You want to say hi?
Oh, shit.
Okay. Super nice. Well, actually, talking about villager drama, I would say that the other half of, like, what's a portion, there's a lot of halves and pieces in this game, is really fun. The villager drama is so funny to me.
They talk to each other and fight?
Yeah, and, like, how Harley got forced that one villager to go by, like, littering his property with ash and building a wall so he couldn't leave and speaking to him, like, that's hilarious.
Yeah, like, that's the only, like, I wouldn't say negative, like, the only kind of, like, piece of the game that requires you to actively show some hate is, like, by bullying a villager off of your island.
Yeah. I just, actually, one today came up to me, and I don't know why I wasn't bullying her, like, I was talking to her every day, but she came up to me, like, oh, no, I'm thinking of leaving, do you think I should leave? And so that's where you can say, no, don't worry, you can stay. And I really didn't feel one way or the other. You definitely, in your own head, rank certain villagers better than others.
Oh, yeah.
And she wasn't that good. But the fact that she was considering leaving, I was like, wow, get out of here, bitch. You don't have to be here. Like, don't be the value of Tidal Land, so get the fuck out. So I told her to leave. She's packing up her shit tomorrow.
Oh, my gosh, can I see? Wait, is she leaving tomorrow?
Yeah. Oh, today, I told her to get the fuck out, and she's been, like, really weird. She's been sitting on a bench and, like, looking up at this. She's been looking really depressed. I didn't know that doors could look depressed, but she's, like, not looking for me. Yeah, I'll show you that condescending bitch. So this is my plant plateau.
Oh, my gosh. Focusing just on, like, red and yellow and black. Red, yellow, white, and black.
One side is supposed to be pink. I think I need to, like, get up some stuff because I've been, you know, growing so much, not necessarily the colors I want. I wanted to just originally fill all this with plants, but then I couldn't propagate them really if they don't have space to, you know, grow.
Yeah.
I took out some of the outskirts and they regrew some stuff, but not interesting colors. These guys look like red and yellow, but I don't know. I guess I can't get pink out of them.
These are cute. I like them.
I got a pink hydrangea.
If I do. Can I take one?
Please do, yeah. Oh my god, I have so many. So feel free to dig up whatever you need. I have way too many flowers, as you can see. Every time I would go to Thailand to pick up a villager, they always have roses or hydrangea, both indigenous to the island, but I just help but pick up more. please dig up whatever you need. That's my plant plateau. I have this one raised elevation, and it became, I have a second plateau, which I'll show you. Actually, let me show you my bamboo cliff. I have a lot of pieces to this island. So, oh, and then here's my waterfall that has water that comes from nothing. I picked island design specifically because it had this waterfall that's not attached to the ocean. It's not attached to any body of water, but it's just so interesting and illogical, and I love it.
It is like my favorite feature of your island just because it's so cool.
Yeah, it's very cool. It's very peaceful. And so I decided this was going to be my bamboo place. I don't know why. So
oh,
I
God,
just
I
have,
love
well,
it.
Yeah.
Is that a bamboo shelf? What?
Yeah.
Oh my God. It's so cute.
I think I have a recipe so I can make that for you.
Oh, nice. And what do you need? Just bamboo or do you need the young spring?
Gosh, I hope I don't need young spring. Apparently, those are out of season now, so I can't get them anymore.
Yeah.
I didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah.
Cool. And then I have the stone thing. I have my little secret, like, whatever you call this, and it has my telescope. Whenever I have meat hours, I haven't really. And then over here, here's the secret beach. Apparently, everyone.
That's where Red comes, the art dealer.
Right, yeah. And so I just tried for some reason to put a pole there. I don't know why.
A power line. Just a random power line that leads to nowhere. It's like that waterfall.
Yeah. And here I'm using this area to propagate some more flowers of different colors. See my second plant plateau, which was cute, mm-hmm. but it's just small. The operation I'm trying to run over here. Well, actually, it has grown substantially.
Black and purple.
Oh, wait, is that purple?
This purple, the one up there is black.
Oh, my God, you're right. Shit. I'm killing it, I think.
I think black is rare. You can actually get gold roses if you wash black ones with a golden,
Are you serious?
Yeah, but you have to get
that. I don't know what you call it. I have said it's not a lot, but it feels like a lot to me. Okay, so here's where I put all the excess yellow ones and then the white ones. I don't know. I just ran out of space up here.
Do you ever just sell plants? Or you, like, throw them away? Really?
And then here, oh my gosh. So I decided to dedicate part of my island to being an amusement park.
The Kaiba land, Port of Kaiba land?
Yes! Little Kaiba would be proud as fuck. It's very, thrown together and not an organized thing. Oh, that's part one of my excuse. Isabel's like, we really want her to come, but we need island eval to be bumped up. Like, try putting things out on your island. As someone who's very, I don't like putting things together until I have all of the pieces I need to, like, fully put something together.
Yeah.
That's why my house isn't really where I want it to be, because I don't have the rooms I need to dedicate to all my bullshit.
There's, like, a lot of laundry all over the place, and...
Let me show you what I have, a dedicated laundry room, and it's very... Yes. Here my coffee. No, I have my little lighthouse.
Oh, you've got such a cute lighthouse.
That's adorable. I love it. I think I'm honestly just going to cut down all these trees here and just build out this big amusement park. I've got like a playground. I've got a sandbox. I've got a lot of stuff. For children. and then I have my neighborhood here where I've just got people in the museum. Because I really wanted to own, have the whole island be my own and not have to work around these assholes. This is my favorite villager. Her name's Laura. She's working with
me. Laura is my favorite, too. We have her on my island.
You do?
Yeah.
Oh,
she's a bitch because she thinks she's an ostrich. But she's really she's a flamingo. She's a goddamn-go.
Yeah, and she thinks she's an influencer, and she's, like, legitimately insane. Like, the things that come out of her mouth, I don't understand. And I love her. She's my favorite. Like, I never want her to be. Let me show you my house on my beachfront property.
Hold on, I need to get addressed appropriately.
I currently have, outside of, the living room, which everyone gets, main room, I have two rooms so far. Also, I have a bunch of DIY tipis on my floor if you just, want to take any of them.
I can't pick them up from your floor. You have to,
you
have to drop them outside. I can't pick up anything from your house.
Oh, shit. And then it won't let me. It says it's rude to redirect when you have, or redirect when you have guests. No, damn it. No.
Yeah, Alana, Jesus.
what can I do? When you leave, when you leave, I'll pick them all up, and then I'll drop them at your island. You can.
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea. Right? Especially, later tonight, you're coming over to see the meat hour.
Right, exactly. Yeah. So this is my living room. So as you can see, it's pretty, like, what the fuck is happening? I don't know. It's the most complete of the two. I love the wallpaper. It's very cute. But come here. This is my living room. And then this is, I'm actually sort of proud of this because this, I feel like, is very representative. This is what I imagine would be bedroom. And does that scream a lot at? There's so much shit everywhere. And, like,
it's,
I feel like my
more,
bedroom.
It's so much organized than I thought it would be.
Oh my god, thank you. I did not see it that way. I felt like this very much screams like Alana's room and where I've lived, which is exactly two places.
I don't know. Like, you've got like it's cute. You've got like plants. Like, you've got your number of plants. You've got like some wall decorations that are really cute. Oh my god, I love your potted ivy. I know. I built that the other day and I just like it's so cute. And I love that reef you've got up. Is that a hibiscus reef?
I drank this reef. I'll totally make one for you. Wait, can I make while you're here?
No, you can. Oh, I think you can when you get to the DIY table. No, I think so. Like, I don't think it's, like, messy at all. I mean, I guess it's a little plain, like, if you want to put a different wallpaper up. I mean, in terms of the furniture, it's nice.
I like this, I've gotten some interesting wallpaper, but a lot of the wallpaper takes out the windows, and I get depressed in rooms that have windows, even in a game, it turns out. So
this is a game?
No, it's like I don't actually live here, but for some reason my emotional, well, it's like kind of put together, but then this chair doesn't go with desk.
Yeah, the desk is a little off. And yeah. Your bed, and like, is it a mat bed? Like, it doesn't have a mattress. Are you just sleeping on a ball?
I don't know. I just got it and I thought, oh, that looks cool. This kind of, to me, represents very much like every room in a lot of room because there's just so many things that I love all over the place. And I feel like I don't like theme my rooms. I just theme the rooms after what I like. Like, people walk into my apartment, you go, oh, these people anime because there's so many posters of anime up and video games. And it's like, pretty much, I mean, that's what this room is. It's just like, it screams what I like, and that's what I like of it. So let me take you to the only other room that I have so far. Also, for future reference, I do want a dedicated plant room.
Yeah, you're going to love my plant room.
Oh my god, I'm excited. So this is my laundry room.
Oh my god.
Oh.
Oh my god, I like...
Well, we're at the beach because that would be the only way to get me to do life. So I said, go to bed. And before you asked, Alana, why do you have a laundry room? It's for when I get tired doing laundry. Also, I blow on it if I occasionally want to take a fucking nap in my laundry. Because, no, I need that. Also, don't know why the menu sign here, I think it's just dropped it there and then forgot to put it away.
I also love you have a random vacuum in here. You know.
I thought that went in hand with laundry, no? You know, no, I'm kidding, babe. I know how to do laundry. So as you can see, I have like a utility sink. Oh, I can't even guess it. I have a washing machine and I have the hand wash thing. Like, why I have a washing machine and a wash sink? Who knows? Why do I also have two sinks? But I figure, you know, you do a dirty laundry as dirty as mine. You need a regular sink in addition to a utility sink. So it's my thinking. So my broom said, this is my laundry room. I thought if I themed it after something I love, like the beach or the ocean, I would do it more.
I love it. It is so cute.
Thank you.
This is very themed and put together. Like, I love it. I mean, like, yeah, there's some disparate parts. Like, why is there vacuum here?
Hey, or a duck. Well, that kind of goes.
Oh my god, even noticed the duck.
Duck there.
It's so cute.
Yeah, it's a place where I can go to do my laundry, and it just makes me very happy. So I'm very proud. That's this is the most put together room.
Am I just the clothesline I gave you?
Yes. Also, just a note to the audience: Francis has been exclusively sending me laundry things. Oh, except I put down your mug. A thank you, Dad mug, and I freaking love it.
You sent me a thank you mug.
Yeah, it's kind of the best. Where'd it go? Oh, I moved it to my pockets. Can I put it down? No, it's rude.
Yeah,
the living room needs some work, but just because I need to have some dedicated, dedicated rooms.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Plant.
Yeah, you know, like, one of the frustrating things is, like, when you hear expansion, or you get, like, a new room, it's often kind of blank. I find that kind of frustrating, because you have to, like, start building that room scratch.
Yeah. And also, how do I make music happen? It's like very weird and ominous that none of my rooms have music.
You have a record player right here. You have to buy those KK slider music things from the ATM.
Yeah, well, so I've been buying them, but I don't know how to activate them.
So when they're in your pockets, you go up there and you register the song.
Oh, okay, cool. So I need like a radio or a record player in every room in order to play music?
Yeah.
Okay, got it. Understood. Oh my god, your outfits are adorable.
Do you not have a wand yet?
I don't. Well, so I got a recipe for a wand. I think even that one needs a fragment.
Oh, I can give you some fragments. I have a lot.
A lot? Yeah. How many meteor showers have you had? Oh my god.
I've been to Alex's. Oh, but you need a large star fragment. Do you have one of those? I don't have one of those.
Oh, that owl lady showed up and she said, oh yeah, there's going to be maybe a shower tonight. And I was like, cool. And so I just waited for actual, like, at least an hour and a half. Like, cool. So what's something? Do you just wait around or does it happen?
So when the meteor shower happens, you have to put down what, so like, your hands have to not be holding anything. Then you look up at the sky. And then when you see it, you press A, and that will get you to wish. You'll be wishing on the star, and then the next day, that's when the star fragment shows up.
Oh, but how do you know, like, what time do they show up? Is it shortly there after you talk to that girl that it shows up?
No, it's, like, right at nightfall.
Oh, wait, what is, it's like, right when it becomes evening time?
Right when it becomes dark.
Oh, got it. Okay. Yes.
My favorite part of Animal Crossing is actually, like, my favorite store is the clothing store. I love picking out new outfits.
Yeah. Oh my god.
And this is where I am going to give my big surprise, actually. Are you here? Are you in the store?
In the clothing store?
Oh, yeah, it's the clothing store.
Okay, awesome. It's not letting me
win.
Stopping? Oh, wait, I can shop. I just wasn't clicking the right place. I'll buy it. The clothing store is a lot of fun. I totally agree. Maybe you're, like, really invested in what you're looking at. Keeps, you know, popping up bubbles every second. I'm trying to think of another story to tell you about Animal Crossing. Oh, so here's another question. So I'm all excited about getting new villagers, village, right?
Yeah.
So I've been going, you know, getting a Nook ticket and going to an island. And so I talked to this chipmunk, and I was like, I don't know how to feel about her. Like, I don't know if I want to invite her. So I was like, well, whatever. This is more fun. Because pissed off. So Midge, the villager that's currently leaving, I was pissed off because Tom Nook just invited her without asking me.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that has happened for a lot of artists, too.
I hate that. I hate that so much. So I was like, no, I'm going to invite this person so at least I know. I don't know. I felt like I had something cool. Well, additionally, I've forgotten because KK Sir also came to my village today. So I was like, oh my god, things happened today in my fictional world I'm living in. And so there's a new person who's at the campsite and KK Slider's here. I go and I recruit this young who later I'm like, oh, she's going to be like, I might try and like get her to. But anyway. I talked to this villager who's on site, who's an adorable Dalmatian, and she's me. And I was like, oh my gosh, I invited her, and I kept talking to her, and she just kept saying, oh yeah, it's a great day, and oh, blah, 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 like just pleasantries. Not like, can I move here? So can you only invite someone to live in your island, like, once a day? So because I had recruited this chipmunk lady, I can't recruit this dog.
Well, so I thought that you could, actually. You just had to have someone to be, like, they'll choose to kick out. So I'm surprised you're going through that issue. I thought you could. If you want to invite somebody, they come automatically. You just have to get someone to kick out.
Oh, that's amazing. I don't know. Maybe she just doesn't want to. Do people who come to the campsite, don't they, you know, aren't they open for looking for new to live? Or yeah. Are there some people who just...
That's what I thought, too.
Yeah, she's just like... Yeah, I came here so I can experience roughing it. And I'm like, wow, you bitch, I'm a rather developed island. You. My name is Horsha, and I guess I'm really hoity-toity. She keeps talking about how, oh, wait, little proposal for you, my dear. Let's play a game for my noble zap suit. What the fuck is that? Simple, really. If you get my noble zap suit as a present, ruffian, she keeps calling me ruffian. I guess she has a latest complex. right, I'll play the game. So, do you know the rules? No, please tell me. Oh, rules are quite simple. You see how each card has a symbol on it? What? Okay.
Are you playing a mini together? I didn't even know you could do that.
Apparently, me neither. You truly didn't speak to me about an hour ago. Now she's like, listing.
That's just because I'm here, you know, like, I'm here, living my
life. Bringing up good Animal Crossing energy. I got a villager story I wanted to tell you about. Also, I'm going to have you participate in this game. So this game is essentially guessing what card she's holding up. It's a heart, a diamond, a spade, or a club. Francisco, what do you think?
It's a diamond.
Okay, I'm going to pick diamond. Let's check your sir. It was, the club? Okay, I was going to say the one that's over, but it's only three leaves. That's a club. My name's Lana, and I play games regularly. I have an incredible, speaking of figures that you don't want or do want. Oh, I get a fucking, announcement yesterday from Isabel. I think she wants to help you, or it might be
Tom. Yeah.
And so he goes, hey, we have a new villager moving in, and I'm pissed off when that happened. Oh, guess what? It's Rodeo. And I said, Rodeo, that sounds familiar. And I go to visit him, and it's the same villager from Harley's Village that he just kicked out.
Oh my gosh, that happens to Allison and her husband next time. Alex had kicked out her villagers, and he ended up at Max Island.
But I was bamboozled. I said, oh, I got Rodeo, too. Oh, that's so crazy. He's like, I think that's my Rodeo. And I said, what? This game, it's so cool. It's so cool how it works. It's hilarious. Because, well, one, I was like, I didn't want Rodeo. And Harley goes, yeah, I didn't want him either. That's why I kicked him out. Oh, God damn it. So the same thing happened with Harley's sister. So that Rod character that Harley literally, first estate on to be kicked out. He went to Billy's island, Harley's sister's island. God damn it. And he said, well, I want him out. Just his, trash, and he'll get the picture. Now, considering having a trash collection for the villagers that I don't want to keep around.
Trash collection?
Just a waste bucket or, I don't know, you can buy random things that are just trash or, cardboard.
You would literally give them trash. That's the thing.
Just so they knew what was good. she gave me the outfit anyway?
Oh, that's nice of her.
She didn't. That's the thing I just thought. Wow, what a bitch. Did you play her minigame? Maybe you'll get it.
I'm also talking to Midge. Is Midge the one that wanted to leave?
Oh my god, what did she say? She's like, wow, yeah, I had a good time, kind of, but I guess not.
She's like, I'm talking to her right now. She's like, did you know that Hikari has a title? It's Inexperienced Influencer. Does that fit Kari, Tweedledee? Wow.
That's my passport name, whatever it is. Do you like it? I feel like it's very for me.
I love how she's just like, do you think it fits her? She seems kind of low-key bitchy.
Well, I'm taking her out, man. Look, if you want to be on my island, you got to play by the rules. And the rules get the fuck out if you don't think this is the greatest thing ever. Oh, Renee is also my favorite. Don't you have Renee, too?
I do, too. Damn it.
That's awesome. God, I love
her. I'm, anti-Renee. I'm actually more Rory. I'm a free team Rory.
Me too. Whoa. Who are the two villagers you started with? Did we start with the same villagers?
I think so. Renee and Rory, right? The horse and the lion?
Yeah. Oh, wait, mine's not a horse. Mine's a rhino.
Oh, shit. You have a rhino?
Yeah, do you want to come right in front of the shop?
One second. We should go visit my island. I think we've evolved just talking about us.
Well, I was just about to say, so this is Renee right here. She's the queen. I was just about to say this might be the most boring episode for other people. I'm very much enjoying this, but I don't know if anyone else will enjoy this. So, this weird visual, Let's Play episode.
I know. This would be a lot better as a stream, I think.
Yeah.
But we're not yet. We're on HQAF Radio, y'all. Okay.
Alright, you head back. I'm gonna grab all the things I want to bring to your island. And anything, because it always says someone's leaving, so just whatever you're doing. So funny that you have two. Who else do you have as far as villagers? Do you have, like, the same?
Laura have, oh, hold on, 1 second. Nathan is up to 40 minutes. For... Okay.
And we're live.
We are live.
I'm currently en route to go to Francis's island. He's opened up the gates, seen what my island has to offer, which is a lot of plants and plant-themed things, rooms. I want to travel, and we got to talk bad shit about my villagers. I can't wait to hear the drama of his villagers. Oh, have you actually kicked anyone out yet, or has anyone tried to leave yet, Francis?
I honestly feel bad about kicking out, like... I want them to leave of accord. I don't want to single anybody out and just bully them off of the island. Like, it seems too real. I'm going to do it.
So, you haven't, like, gone out of your way to make anyone feel like, okay, I'm going to leave. But opposite end, have you tried to, or have said, oh, I'm thinking about leaving, or no?
Yeah, the one that said it was, and, you know, we've talked about how before.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
Yeah, like, gosh. There's no reason for her to leave. Yeah, so far, yeah, I want to leave left, and honestly, like, I'm not sure, I need my ability real quick. I don't know what, no, there's one I want to leave. I hate Renee the horse. I think she's like, Renee the horse. I keep running her, and she's like, oh, we've seen way too much other today. And like, I own the island. I'm the owner of this island. How dare, don't talk to me like that. Sorry.
Oh, really? How fucked up.
Yeah.
I don't know if I met her last time. I'll have to talk to her this time and see what's,
yeah, talk to her.
Except when you kick her out, come to my fucking island. This game pushes you for being, like, social. Okay, I'm heading for now.
The thing about, like, our island is that we actually have a lot of birds. Like, a lot of bird villagers. We have 3 eagle villagers. One eagle? Yeah, 3 eagle villagers. They're, like, different kinds of eagle, but not like Apollo. That's the eagle I really want. He's, an American bald eagle.
Oh, yeah. Whoa, yeah. Francis, how have you been playing this game for, like, a handful of days longer than I have, and this looks amazing? Holy shit! I was not prepared for civilization! Oh my god!
I know. I'm very excited to show you the island. It's so cool. So you know how you've got, like, a lot of waterfalls? We've got maybe, like, a set of waterfalls, but I picked this one because there's a cool island in the middle. Let me read.
Okay.
Let me go. Oh.
So different.
Yeah, so from the airport, you have the little plaza here. Oh, this is our farmer's market. We don't have much of a market going on.
They have, like, wood here. They're so cute.
Yes. Let me take you to the plant plateau. Obviously, that's the first place.
Right.
The house in the background. It's not as big as yours, you know. It's mine. Laundry in the back.
Working? Yeah. Other stuff. You have a birdhouse. You have roads. I'm like... Lose the roads. Who lives here? I live here. Who's that?
That's great. Sign for him.
Amazing. Wow. That's a little fence. Oh, God. Are these guys having a powwow? So there's, like, four teddy bears just sitting there.
I really don't know what they're doing. Sometimes Dr. Chris, like, do things. And like, why is there a chair right next to this chair?
Oh, God. Yeah, that's a hazard. Yeah, I'll let you guide me. I'm just in awe. This is amazing.
We'll do a big circle. So this is like the developed portion of the town, and we're gonna kind of work. So we just passed my house. We're crossing over this bridge, and the first stop is our mushroom grove. This is where we do grow trees.
Oh, wait a second. Okay, now I have a question. I thought you could only bury trees, money trees, in the place in which you dig them up. Is that accurate? Can you bury them in other places?
Well, so what happens is, like, yeah, you know that spark in the ground and you put money in it. So you can do up to, like, you can do up to, like, 99,000, I think. We usually just do 10,000, and it comes up and it'll sprout. You can take that sprout somewhere else, and so that's what we're doing. We've been collecting them all into the space.
Wow, that's amazing!
Yeah, and then that way we need to come back again for money for some infrastructure project, a ramp for my plant plateau. We know where to pick it up.
That's incredible. Why have I not thought of that? That's so amazing. Yeah, they've been ruining my style. They grow all in different fucking places. But that's so smart. And then you have to search, like, where's my money? Oh my gosh, and look at all the flowers you have. Wow, that's awesome. Yeah. Where are you getting them? This seems like a finished plant plateau. Like a different color. You have blue. I'm just like shook right now.
I knew I didn't have those ones. The ones that you're growing. The red with the yellow inside. I was like, that doesn't look familiar. But yeah, so I don't think mine is, actually, yours is very organized. I love if you have it by color. The way that I have it set up now is actually the most efficient way to propagate them. As long as you leave a space between them, like they're also, if you take this one, like at this Cosmo, for instance, it will give the room to propagate here, 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 and here, as long as it's touching another Cosmo.
This one. Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Well, you just had to put them right next to each other, but then, yeah, it gives you the issue of there's room for the new one to grow. How do you guys, as like a three-player on one coffee game with the money trees, like, do you guys divide it equally? Like, each one gets...
Well, actually, it's mostly democratic. Like, Chris used some of it to pay off his house, but he had to get our permission first. Mostly, we've been using it for infrastructure projects, like this bridge, or to build ramps, which I'll show you once we get a little bit further up north. This is where our orchard is.
Wow! This is amazing!
You need any fruits? Free to take any.
Okay, yeah. I'm shook. Also, I love how organized it is.
There is, like, a lot of work that goes into organizing the item the way you want it. It's so fucking cool, like, when you do it.
Yeah. Then look at your bamboo
grove.
Yeah. Oh, you have a ramp. Go off the ramp.
Yep. One of our infrastructure projects. So this is just our pine tree forest. Not a whole lot going on here yet. Not really sure what to do with this part of the island. But if you take a peek at the left, you have the Statue of Liberty.
What? What?
Yeah.
What?
This is America.
Is your shop really advanced? Like, my shop hasn't expanded or...
No, mine hasn't expanded yet either. I think I got that from, Gulliver.
Oh.
You know, Gulliver, the seagull?
Oh, Gulliver, man.
Yeah, he comes up with some cool shit.
Oh. What's up here? Whoa, what's up here?
This is Donica's little pet project. She called it the gnome cult.
That's hilarious. This is also where you watch the stars?
Yeah.
What are you doing with the secret beach? Going to do anything with it?
Nothing yet. We haven't really decided. I mean, that's where Red comes, so I don't want to, like,
I don't want to block it off.
Yeah. Okay, this part I'm so excited to show you.
Ah. Oh my god.
I haven't built a ramp yet, but...
Whoa! Okay, gang. Also, I just realized, I don't know if we were describing anything we were seeing, if I was just gasping and with, like, joy. Currently, I am sitting down on a bench behind, I don't know what you call those viewer telescopes, and there is a Statue of Liberty in the distance. There's a road, and I just feel like I'm... in IRL right now, because this is so freaking developed.
Yeah, it's crazy. So there's this thing called forced perspective, and so because we're so far up, it looks like the Statue of Liberty is far away, but in the real game, like, you're the Statue of Liberty is only twice the size that you are. So by messing around with the way the game's camera works, you can make it look as if you are looking at a real Statue of Liberty that is further away. Like, it looks really big when you go and view it from the top down.
Also, so what about these cars? How do you get these cars?
So there's a game called Animal Crossing Pocket Camp. If you connect your New Horizons in the Pocket Camp, you get a list of items that are in this Pocket Camp. And those are what those cars are.
Amazing. Wait, so you downloaded a game on your phone?
Yeah, just for this. Just for this.
That's incredible. I love it. I love it so much. Oh my god, this is amazing.
Thanks. It's not completely finished yet, but that's where the socialism comes in.
So because you know, you're working together. Oh my God, you have this nice bridge. How do your money? You must have had a lot of money to go and build all this stuff.
Well, so you, how much money do you usually put in?
To the money? I only put in, I put in the 10,000 so I can get 30,000.
And so that's what we do. And we just reserve like a 10,000 for whenever we see those gold spots again. That's how we've been tripling. Because every time a money tree matures, you get three times the amount that you put in.
Right, but you can only plant once per day, right? Or no?
I don't know about that. I think sometimes we see two or three of them.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, maybe because you have more players? Also, can we talk about how you have school going on right here? Is this school and a bakery?
Yeah, so Alana stumbled upon our podium and our school desk setup. There's a little baby doll. Oh my God. Hold on. Hold that right there. One of my favorite aspects of this game is the ability to use the camera. Sorry, I didn't mean to do that. I'm loving playing the new wedding one, the wedding event. The wedding event. You play, it's because of the pictures that you can take. It's fun.
Hey, but where's the wedding game? Or what is the wedding game?
I'm sorry, the Cyrus and Reese event, the wedding season event.
Yeah, what is that?
Girl, have you not been here? What? Alana!
Who told me about it?
Oh my God. Like, when June first started, I literally sent a text. Like, wedding season has started, and you have to go to Harz Island, and you put together, like, this whole scene for these two alpacas. They're celebrating their history.
Oh my God.
It is so much fun.
I thought he was creepy, because he's like, oh, yeah, I'm going to take whatever photos. I'm like, ew, you're nasty. Just before wedding started. I'm, like, predisposed not wanting to go over to Harz Island, because it's creepy. So I should be going there.
And, like, every day, oh, my God, you've been missing out on, like, all the wedding stuff. The wedding, Animal Crossing wedding, when are they going to have? I'm, like, shook right now. I haven't been going.
Thank God on like 6 instead of June 26. I'm a noob, dude. This is incredible. I've been playing for 3 weeks. And I don't know. I just thought if I was saying, oh, it's wedding season, and like, have fun, and I don't, like, you should plan your own fictional. By the way, folks, we're planning, Harley and I, he refuses. I think I will eventually get him to come to doing a wedding with me game. This wedding canceled, man. It's 2020. One's getting married. No one's having parties. No one's celebrating birthdays, and that's just like not fun. So might as well have an Animal Crossing wedding, right?
No, it's you need to start collecting heart gold. I cannot believe that this has been off of your radar for the past 6 days. Like,
I can't believe it either. I'm really, really shook. Wait, so what do you have? So you have heart souls, which equate what? Does it equate like wedding dress?
So what happened during this event? You set up a whole like scene for the alpacas. So it's been alternating the ceremony reception. The male alpaca, Cyrus, he built her. So every day there's been a new set of furniture he builds that you use part of the scene. At the end of you building the scene, you take a picture, and it gets judged by the female alpaca. And usually she'll be like, oh, I want a theme, like, I want pink and white, or I want, well, it's mostly pink and white for the past few. I think they're going to change it up, actually tomorrow. But, just depending on the amount of stuff that you've put into the scene, she will do, like, up to 11 or 14 heart crystals. Heart crystals you can use by some of the from Cyrus.
Wow.
And so, hold on.
That's hilarious.
Come to this part of the end, and I'll show you, some of the stuff.
I'm just like rearranging furniture to make it look nice. Oh my God.
Yeah, there's like there's a welcome board that you can get. I don't know that.
There's a shark thing.
Yeah, there's a you can buy that's some of the new shark.
Do you have it already? I'm getting very excited about them.
I haven't caught any sharks. Oh, my reflexes are too slow.
Oh, look at this one.
Yeah, Amelia. She's one of the three eagles.
Like, we have three eagles. Amazing. Eagles are really cool.
No, that was mostly an accident.
Yeah. Definitely. Wow, dude.
Could you gander at my house?
Yes. Take me to your house. Oh, okay. So this is maybe slightly entirely cooler than Tidaland. Good. You're really like, this is an advanced civilization. We've been playing all days apart from each other.
Well, I think it helps when Donikar are on, help contribute to the resources.
Right, yeah, so when you're off, things are still, you know, getting done, shit is getting done on your island. Yeah. Wow, this is cool. Wait, what are those two?
Turn up the mic.
Okay.
Can you hear it?
Yeah.
It's the music. I have music playing in my on this.
Okay.
I love the theme song.
Oh my god, your sound system, your bed. Oh, we get a regular bed? Why have a cot? Please, you have the most like advanced freaking bed, and you still just have a regular cot. It's cool. You know, this is, you know, dude,
you know
just
what?
Like the rest
I'm
of
I'm very busy. I'm a very person. I hardly use this cot. They're called wooden fish. I don't really know why they're called wooden fish, but Chris gave me one, and Danica gave me one, so, you know.
It's adorable. Well, where'd you get these paints? That's cool.
I'm in a present balloon thing.
Really? Oh, God.
I have this really cool wall. I have a plan I'm going to do with the house yet once I expand. I have this really cool wallpaper.
Whoa. Yeah. Is this jungle?
This is my plant room. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Your cat litter really says you can put on it, bro.
What? Really? I did not know that.
Like, I don't know. Click A, maybe? Something? I'm going to, like, activate it. You can actually, like...
It's to redecorate. Oh. Ew, that's just, and that's disgusting.
I said there was some way that I like.
Alana's like literally trying to poop in the cat litter box right now.
Oh my god, you hung it up! Oh, it does actually aesthetic.
Right? And then a studio light so I can put the lighting on it.
That's incredible! Well, I make those little guys, those little potted plants.
Oh, this one, Alex gave us cactus. I can do
that. Wow, this is amazing.
Yeah.
So I think that's maybe I've been dedicating my time and energy and money as heroes, but I also love wallpaper. Where'd you get the wallpaper from? Sahara? Yeah. You know that thing you comes by occasionally?
That's Sahara.
Sahara? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I have plans. I just have been actually dedicated to that. I spend a lot of time the flooring on the pathways here, and it's a bitch. Like there's no easy way to do it. You have to be very meticulous about the
sims. Right. And by the way, for context, folks, his island, despite only being days apart from when I started this game, looks way more together. Even like your real houses look. Did you get it?
No.
Gosh, do you even, you probably already know all the Hawaii recipes. I meant to give, by the way, these, let me drop this stuff for you. I can't put things in the pot. Hold on. Oh, okay, can I drop this? Yes, okay, here's the reef, by the way. And here's this, and here's that, and here's this, that, and you probably just know all these things.
Yeah, I do have all these things.
Yeah, I'm just glad the civilization is just a little more advanced than yours, Alana, and I'm just doing. And you know, if you already know them, you're free to drop and give them to my villagers.
That's fine. I think there are some that I don't have yet.
Francis is nice right now, even though it's not apparent.
Oh, wait, no, I do know this one. Oh, shit.
So I have contributed in some way to this amazing, elaborate. Oh, how many hours can you put into this game? I guess we can check, can't we? Our Nintendo Switches.
Yeah, we can. Man, Alana, I think I have maybe for the tip of the clock.
Okay, Pierce is a lot. By the way, if you're looking for people to help, he's kind of a lot. Unless you want an entire village of eagles.
I sort of want that now. Like, I already have three eagles. Like, does that even happen? I don't know.
Could you make a reef? I
have the perfect place for it, except a three leaf.
Your perfect house in game. The stark comparison between my house and Frank's house and my village. I like your trash, by the way. See, this is something that wow, by the way. This another idea. Just went with that idea.
Yeah, take a quick peruse museum. I think you're probably further along than I am. I think the museum is one of the most beautiful parts of this game. Like, it's crazy the amount of detail they put into the museum.
No, I really like it. It's so gorgeous. But, I mean, if you have, between Danica and Chris, aren't you guys contributing every day?
Yeah. So you're right. It's been a while since I've actually seen. We're going to start with the bugs. I actually really don't like the bugs. Have you seen, go to the Critterpedia and see the photo real picture of the bug? It's disgusting. I hate it.
Hey, is this what it looks like? This looks amazing. I've actually been in my museum.
What?
Formally.
Are you for real?
I'm joking. Like, I just, and I never go in there.
You didn't do the bug stamp one. The stamp. But are you just like been skipping all these like events that happen in game?
Yeah. Like, oh, don't miss the camera. I'm like, fuck off, owl. I'm moving my plants slightly so they can propagate. I've been way too focused on propagating and plants. It's wow, this is so gorgeous. I don't believe the other one.
Right? It's so cool. I've
never been here at all.
Oh my god.
Did a really great thank you, developers, for developing this entire game. I have not existed until now. Wait, where are we now?
This is the smaller bug exhibits.
Oh, wow.
Plus, like, the scientific part. They're planting with flies, I guess. You can go up and click on them.
Oh!
Or, I guess, this one over here.
Okay, wait, yeah, let me...
It tells you who needed what.
Oh! Yeah. Does it say by name? Like, would it say Donica? If it was Donica?
Yeah.
Oh, you and your hand are put together than mine is. I got a lot of bugs. You almost filled out with the Wikipedia?
Well, so the thing about this game that's interesting, too, is, like, bugs come out at different times of the day, also different times of the year. So at the end of May, there are some bugs and fishes that, when a season, this is my room, so far, the butterfly room. But, and then June introduced some new bugs and fish also. There's no way to play Wikipedia unless you cheat.
Oh, true, until you play the whole year.
Yeah.
Now I have more reasons. There's an entire aspect of the game I'm discovering right live on the air, folks. Wow, really nice.
You've discovered a lot today.
Oh yeah, just like when Donica or Chris adds to the Wikipedia. This is incredible. Oh my god! Tiny bug. Wow. I should play this game again, but the part actually, I do matters in a very consequential way, or significant way, I should say. Like, moving around my plants is the same as experiencing a really beautiful.
I know. You just are very, like, you're laser focused on what you want to do, and it's like Kaiba land.
Hours? Hours? And occasionally my rooms. Wait, so that must be how you, because you've only expanded a room once, whereas I have two rooms, so that must be why you have so much money to do these things.
I don't think so, because it doesn't require money. The infrastructure stuff, maybe, but honestly, a lot of my money is buying clothes. Like, my wardrobe is out of this world.
Okay, are your savings amazing?
What?
Like, do you have your savings? Like, your AV, do you have a lot of money set up there, or no?
No, I just recently got that expansion, so I'm down to, like, 20K. In pocket, I have,
Gotcha. Oh, wait. Well, the bridges are so expensive, and they don't, like, let you get a loan. You have to pay Crumpy for their build.
No, so the bridges are actually different. So you can put it in. What they'll do, you put a marker down, and a guy named Lloyd will ask, oh, why don't you, like, I'll take you by bridge, and you'll say, you have to pay the phone, because sometimes your builders will help donate to the bridge.
I didn't take money from them. What? I paid the whole thing.
Isn't that cool? That's so cool. So right, we're in, like, the macro room, and there's a bunch of whales swimming around, and then there's this giant whale shark and a few fish. Just kind of, it's so cool. I'm going to take a picture.
Okay, me too. Now that I know. This is so cool. I go to my museum more often. something I enjoy. It's incredible.
Harley can, like, have a date night or, yeah.
This is awesome.
A wedding inside your museum.
Wait, how are we going to convince her to have a wedding?
Oh, wait right there with us.
Okay.
From the bottom.
Oh. Can I look at... Oh, that's awesome. This game is incredible. Can I turn it so that I can see you? Yeah, I'm taking a photo right now. Oh, this is awesome.
I'm looking at Alana from the other side of the aquarium.
Wait, can I? I know how to do my reactions. Do reactions.
Do you have that ability? Like, press the right trigger. You should see it.
Oh, sorry. Oh my god, I got what triggers were. Kept hitting the joystick. Oh my god. Wait, inking. Yeah, do it. I love this thing. Can I give them more of my money? I guess I can just give them my time. I've already given them so much. Gosh. This.
We're not even done yet. This is like the last room in the exhibit. We still have the dinosaurs and the art exhibit. You want to go down there?
Oh, well, yeah,
so Chris, we spent a lot of time trying to find these fish. They're pretty rare.
Yes. Yeah. This one, does it tell me? That one.
I think this one. Yeah, this will tell you.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
That fish. That one.
Yeah, exactly. That one. Oh, gosh. We have this wedding. It's in a calendar invite.
Yeah, but girl, you have to like collect every wedding stuff. Like, I'll have to like schedule one by.
Week behind now. That's so incredible. Oh, I love this though.
Okay, let's do the fossil, and then call it a day. Unless you want to use art piece. We don't have a lot of art. We only have pieces
let's
in there.
Do the fossils.
I haven't seen the fossil ones in a while. I try not to come in here. Then.
Just because you want to see it when it's complete?
Yeah. Like, it's fine. No, yeah, because I almost never get to see them put like this.
So this is what he does them. I just hand them to him, and I just go, okay,
take my god fossils, you owl.
That's it. You know, sometimes he takes all of them, sometimes he only takes some of them. I just carry on my day, come back to my plans. And see where they're not good yet.
Yeah. I think, like, some people do cool things with them. Like, you actually, if you don't donate them out, I guess you can connect them together and have, like, this really cool display. In front. Yeah.
Oh.
I'm not sure. I haven't done it yet. We've been too focused actually putting in.
I'm putting them together.
Yeah. You go to the next room?
Yeah. Get excited. Sorry. Wow, look at this.
Yeah, this exhibit's pretty interesting because all of the different type of villagers in Animal Crossing, they connect and how they connect to different fossils.
What? That's so cute. And then wait, is there one for you? It looks like there's one for you.
There.
Aww. Oh, look, and it connects to the skull. I guess was monkey.
Oh yeah, the ape one.
Oh, that's so adorable. Sit down. Also, sorry, Liz, we're in the museum right now. Wait, maybe we did cover it. I don't know. I'm just Animal Crossing it. I don't want to come out.
So much fun. It's so much fun.
It's even more now that I know I'm now on so many
things. I know.
I'm Tamp Rally, but I'm not at the wedding. Because wedding season is upon us. And that's why, oh my gosh, 2 days they kept saying, go visit Art. But I'm like, no, fuck you. I'm going to do my
thing. Who was saying that? Harley? Oh, Isabel. I just have never done it.
No, I was like, she's like, you should go see her. And I'm like, no. And she said, well, you should talk to Tom Nook, I guess, about building your house. Like, I don't know. This game. Make whatever you want.
This is your life, girl.
Yeah, this is the world. We're all just living in it.
You just, are the main character in your own anime, so.
I know. Kaiba Land. This is so impressive. I freaking love this. Oh, and now I can update way more than I did. A half hour ago.
I am, like, I need to figure out, I'm going to send you, like, photos of Cyrus and Reese. Like, you're going to die, because I love taking the photos so much. It's one of my, like, new favorite apps in game.
That's awesome.
Because, like, the photo studio allows you to put any kind of furniture you've ever seen or had. It lets you play around with it. So you can put up all these different kinds of things. You should look up, like, what people have done. It's pretty good.
So I have to build the furniture, or I have to just bring the furniture to the island?
You have had to touch that furniture once. Like, it's only had to be in your inventory. That's all.
I love perfectly spaced out all these are. Like, mine is very clear that I was just trying to, you know, make do with what I got. So eagle, wow, you really have so many eagles.
I know, they're all over the place.
There's
Pierce over there. Amelia's there.
This floor house looks like
board. Oh my god, you're so right. How did you know?
Floor has the same kind of house. Let's see. Oh my god, is it going to be weird me talking to another?
She's going to act like she doesn't know you. It's like one of those weird aspects of marriage. It's like they don't know you.
She really, house looks the same as my first house.
Same with the fish?
Yeah, well, with the water and the furniture, and actually even where the furniture is lined up, it's exactly the same. Give her that plan.
Yeah.
Did she make it? That's how I feel.
Do you have it? No, no, she, I'm giving her, so in lieu of actually the residents' real gifts, she will make gifts trash. Just give them.
That's awesome. I made this of buying a clay piss, which was $3, and I was like, oh, I'm going to give this hollow. And then I thought, hey, this is so much, and all my villagers do not have really houses. There's no way you can go and do anything with this. And I should sell this back. Like, I don't know why this. And he has not put it out because no place to put it. It would take up an entire house. There's $3,000 that just went to, you know, pleasantries, essentially. Oh, this is really nice. I love it here. Why can't this be my shit?
It sounds like you're a camper, like a camper visiting mine.
Yes, oh my god, I actually love your comment to see the mug. Is this because I'm here? You like
no,
my grandmother?
I used to keep it here.
Really? Aw. So nice. My grandmother did tell you this, that my Irish grandmother will go and put out photos on her page or in her house of the people that are visiting to make it look like she has photos up all the time, but in actuality, she changes out.
That's kind of crazy.
So she's like, oh yeah, and then she's like, oh no, I have this stuff all the time. It's like, no, you don't. You switch it out for people coming over. Yeah, so I'm not doing that with the mug. I put it out all the time, and you just put it out.
Let's take a photo real quick.
Why is it like real life? That exact phrase in that exact tone is what we have said so many times over the course of the years we've been friends. Let's take a photo. Okay. I love it. Hold yeah, I heard this.
Well, hold on. Let me pause it because we're at the almost of our 40 minutes.
Okay.
So do you want to do it in front of KK Slider?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you want to do it? Do you want to do it somewhere else?
No, I think this is good. But we need this. We need some music in our background.
Yeah.
I'm gonna change outfits real quick.
Oh my god, that's awesome.
Put the camera app on.
Two. Wait, what am I doing? Okay. Oh, I can change the angle?
Yeah.
Oh my god, I'm learning so much about this game. This is incredible. Because it'll say, to get Nook Miles, take a picture, and I would just go, okay, open it and click, but I wouldn't do anything else. Oh my god, you can come in? Wow. This is such a time to be alive for me, personally. Oh. What's your passport photo look like? Can I get it?
I haven't taken the photo yet, I know.
Oh, sorry.
Okay, wait. Hold on, what up?
This is where I was at.
Right? Yeah, I'll be Joy.
Okay. And here we go.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, my god, we look so fucking cute.
I'm sorry. Hold on, I'm sorry. Okay.
I love it. Hold on. I'm choosing my shirt.
Oh, good.
Okay, just gonna move down just a little.
Can you somehow take these shots and send them to me into my phone so I can post this on HQAF.productions Instagram?
Yeah, I will. I'll find out because I also want to send you some of the wedding photos. You're gonna love them.
Oh my god, yes! Oh my gosh, I'm gonna have a whole photo post for this. I definitely want to take a picture or see and post them. Yeah, I haven't out yet how to like all that, but I'm sure there's you do it.
Oh, you can go to like Twitter and you can connect to Facebook, but I don't really want to. So.
Oh no! Just connect it to your phone and then send it to me.
Yeah.
For bed. Wow, what incredible. I love it. This is a lot to live up to, but I hope the next time you see my island, it looks just as good.
I mean, like, you have so much care for plants. Like, it's really impressive. Like, no, I mean, like, you definitely have the time into it, because mine is very haphazard. Like, I the only thing I've really put right now is the orchard. Everything else I'm going to propagate, and I think it shows just where my priorities are versus where your priorities are.
Okay, listeners, this is Brandon being very, very nice because he's a very orange and developed, like, imagine my island for a world country, island is not a first world country, and he's trying to say that my plants are organized, and he's just like, because that's not the case, I found out 2 days ago that if I have the right, they won't propagate.
Oh little bit. I'm just trying to give you a moment.
He is the sweetest person. Listeners, if you don't know Francis Tan in real life, I'm sorry, because he's incredible. And so sweet.
Let's end the episode here, but I want you to come and get to your mom before you forget.
Oh, yes, thank you. So I was just talking to Jacob. He's a lot better than Mitch. That's why Mitch is going somewhere else. Oh, my God, what is she doing? Did you talk to her?
Midge?
Yeah.
Yeah, she was just like, she's the one that was like, hey, what do you think about Alana's title? Inexperienced influencer. You think it fits her?
Did you say yes or no?
I don't answer.
I
would have been like super experienced. I'm like kidding, bitch.
How dare you, Mitch? Yeah. What about the mom up here?
What color do you need? So I gave you a yellow. So yeah, you can take a
red and a white.
Yeah, I think you could. Actually, come over here. There'd be an easier way to get it. I think one of our viewers already has it.
While Francis is showing me where to go to get some flowers, some final thoughts. Oh, Francis, now about a month, like not quite a month, but almost a month of playing this game. What are your thoughts about Animal Crossing? What are your plans for the future of this game?
You know, I think it's really fun because you and I both have it. Like the social aspects of it are, I think, what makes it really cool. Because like, you know, having this episode right now where you and I are, you can just come over here. Where you explore each other's island and like shade trading off and like talking about this, like it's really cool to have that sort of in-game and show each other's creations. You know, like, it's really cool to be able to do that. If it were just, and you can take anything, any of these, yeah. If it was just like me by myself in this game, I could see being a little limited after a while.
Yeah,
what do you think?
I feel the same way. I mean, I think the timing when this came out was pretty incredible. Also, not planned. This game, just as a side note, was supposed to come out in November of last year, but they delayed it. And everyone was really pissed off because a new game, new proper Animal Crossing comes out once every, like, 7 years or 10 years. And what's this game? I mean, it coming out, especially during this quarantine where no one can see or hang out, it's really, like, been helpful and made me feel like we can kind of go and hang out, go on little adventures together, slash I can learn how to play this game. There's a aspect of this game I haven't been doing for 3 weeks, so now I get to experience it and enjoy it because my best friend showed it to me, and now I'm like, I've got all these great ideas I'm going to bring back to my island so I can become, you know, get closer to becoming a whole country, a whole country with eggplants.
Yes, I'm actually doing the ants when Isabelle's going to do them.
The owl with his stamp rally just kept clicking through. Like, I don't even try. It could have been the worst thing in the world. I would never know. Thank you so much for letting me come to your island. Enjoy this. It's a great time for me. It's a great time for you.
Yeah, I mean, we're going to come over later to watch some stars fall. But, like, honestly, this is awesome. Like, I think we should come back to each other's, like, maybe every month something to see how far we've come. Like, cause like, we're literally in the beginning stages of it right now. Like, this is not, we haven't even really developed Kaiba Land or like with Nalfredo. Like, we're just starting. So it'd be pretty cool to go back and just see what we've gone in some time.
Absolutely. Yeah, I love that idea. We are building a society right now, of our own, you know, and that's really cool. So I like that I'm checking in once every month to see how far we've come. And I hope you listened, enjoyed this series too. And then I don't really give up because we really went
because we're AQAF Radio, bitch.
That's how we do it.
And that's our... Okay.
That's the end of our show. I'm Alana.
And I'm Francis. Find us on Instagram at hqaf.productions. We post every other week.
And you can find us on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spotify, or wherever else you get your podcasts.
And until next time, the best ship to sail on is friendship.